You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Goff going to throw it deep to the right side, caught by LaPorta, running away to the 15, to the 10, 5, diving in for the touchdown.
The good news is the Cowboys have their bye week coming up.
Now, the bad news is they've got 2 full weeks to stew over Sunday's humiliating loss to Detroit.
And Jerry Jones is not happy.
The owner was surrounded by reporters shortly after the Cowboys got blown out at home Sunday, 47-9. One of the first things he was quizzed about, the future of Mike McCarthy. But Jerry insists the coach's job is safe.
The players will tell you they had something to do with it, too, as other part of the staff will tell you. And the owner sure will tell you he had something to do with it. So it's not all on them.
Loss drops the Cowboys' record to 3-3 after their bye week. Dallas resumes the season against the 49ers in Santa Clara. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
For a time at Sunday's Cowboys game, players from both teams came together on the field surrounding Lions defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, who went down with a very serious leg injury in the third quarter. And as Cowboys sideline reporter Christy Scales says, Hutchinson bypassed the locker room, went straight to the hospital.
And they took him up the northeast tunnel.
Yeah, and that's where the ambulance is located. They're taking him to a local hospital.
And apparently Hutchinson fracturing his tibia just above the ankle, very similar to what Dak Prescott did in 2020. Dak says he'll be reaching out to Hutchinson with words of hope and encouragement.
Very, very painful. Ooh. A massive Sunday afternoon fire at Grapevine Lake's Silver Lake Marina injures one person and damages at least 10 boats.
I've seen some of the pictures online. It's scary. It's scary. It's unbelievable.
Officials believe an electrical issue when someone tried to start their boat started the fire. One person was hospitalized with a broken leg and possible head injury.
Still questions about the gunman arrested at a Trump campaign rally in Coachella, California. A Nevada man found at a security checkpoint with a loaded shotgun, a loaded handgun, ammunition, and several fake passports in his vehicle. Anna Schechter reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office released a statement saying that Trump was not in any danger. And a federal law enforcement source told CBS News there was no indication that an assassination attempt was connected to this incident.
Yet the Riverside County Sheriff's deputy still believes that an assassination attempt was thwarted. The suspect, by the way, was charged with 2 misdemeanor weapons charges and then released on a $5,000 bond.
A settlement's been reached in a lawsuit that would have challenged the use of the new Texas law that allows people to sue those involved in an abortion.
Marcus Silva is no longer pursuing a suit against the women who helped his ex-wife get abortion. Pills. He had sought $1 million under SB 8, which allows an individual to pursue damages from anyone who aids in an abortion in Texas. One of the defendants, Jackie Noyola, never considered that she could face legal troubles.
I didn't even connect that to the law that I had previously, a couple months back, been talking about. I didn't even think of that. We were just helping our friend and didn't think in a million years we would be going through this.
The court slammed Silva for his conduct, with one Supreme Court justice calling his treatment of his ex-wife atrocious. Silva's attorney, who helped craft SB 8, had no comment. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A new study reveals the Canadian government's socialized healthcare system is saving millions of dollars a year by euthanizing patients instead of treating them. The study finds that Canada's healthcare system saves up to $136.8 million annually. That's due to the government's Medical Assistance in Dying program. The study was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal.
Well, we're learning one person is dead, one has been wounded in a shooting on Sunday in the Redbird area of Dallas. The killer is still on the run.
A woman has been charged with arson in a fire that killed one person in a Dallas mobile home park over the weekend.
After Saturday's dominant win over OU, the Longhorns are still ranked number 1 in the AP Top 25 poll.
The White House has announced more than $600 million in additional aid for Florida's recovery from Hurricane Milton.
And a daredevil British influencer has died after falling from Spain's highest bridge during an attempted social media stunt.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
On this day off for the kids, you might want to make your way to the State Fair of Texas, one of only 7 days of the fair left. One of the great things for the family to experience is the contortionist and archer, Sarah Twister. She does archery over her head with her feet.
As you can imagine, if you're like shooting over your, like there's no sight, there's no actual, it's all muscle memory.
Okay.
So you have to like get the, you know, the toe dexterity really down.
She talked to the mid-morning mic check. She's on the fringe stage. There's also fun animal experiences like Big Texas Discovery Farm and the Livestock Birthing Barn. By the way, Chad Benson will be live from Fernie's Funnel Cakes in the Embarcadero building at the State Fair of Texas coming up Thursday and Friday of this week from noon to 3.
It's been nearly 2 years since a tornado heavily damaged a Grapevine Sam's Club. Damaged it so badly that the company was just going to close the store down, but loyal customers pushed back and the company agreed to build it back. Last night, the community held a celebration.
We're just excited that it's so much closer and it's going to be way more convenient for us.
The rebuilt store at Highway 114 in Ira East Woods opens its door on Thursday.
Your news for Mochi Health. Visit joinmochi.com. Texas energy regulators are answering questions about a new power line that runs all the way to Mississippi.
The project, which recently got federal funding, has some wondering if this means that Texas is connecting to a larger national grid, which some have been calling for. Paulo Vegas, who heads the Electric Reliability Council, says no. This is a private venture similar to others.
We have had DC ties interconnecting to other parts of the U.S. grid going back to as far as 1984.
He's more bullish on plans to upgrade the state's power lines. Newer cables can carry double the voltage, meaning more electricity from wind and solar plants can be sent to big cities. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Boeing plans to cut its global workforce by about 10%, or around 17,000 jobs. It also announced $5 billion in charges across its commercial airplanes and defense businesses as a machinist strike has now stretched past 1 month. Will it be a scary Halloween for retailers? Consumer spending this year is expected to drop by 5% around the holiday. That's according to the National Retail Federation. The NRF says sales of Halloween greeting cards and costumes are expected to see the biggest decline. Apple has fallen behind Amazon and Google when it comes to smart home devices. But our tech writer Mark Gurman says the company plans an aggressive new strategy to take over the market. He says that involves using Apple's AI platform and putting Apple screens and software throughout the home, developing a new home OS operating system, and a smart display, along with a higher-end robotic tabletop device. Futures are mixed this morning. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Following breaking news out of New Jersey, one person is dead. Several others injured after a tree fell onto a commuter train this morning.
Well, the Cowboys lose in embarrassing fashion on Sunday. Detroit beats down Dallas 47-9.
Wants accountability from head coach Mike McCarthy. Some words post-game.
You are what your record is. I think we've had some out-of-balance games that when you get in out-of-balance games and you're on the wrong side of it, you have the numbers that we have.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've waited long enough. Our chief meteorologist Dan Brunoff says it looks like it should get cooler later this week.
We're starting off a little cooler today, but much warmer tomorrow as we get near 90, and then the big cold front arrives tomorrow evening. How about upper 60s for highs and morning lows dipping into the 40s and 50s?
DFW Airport hit 95 on Sunday.
Human remains found in a freezer in Colorado have been identified as those of a Houston teen who went missing about 20 years ago. Mesa County, Colorado authorities say the remains have been identified belonging to Amanda Leariel Overstreet, who was 16 when she disappeared back in 2005.
And we do not have any records
relating to her disappearance or that she was ever reported missing by anyone.
Amanda was the biological daughter of the home's previous owner. Her head and hands were discovered in the freezer. A forensic investigation is underway.
Dallas County is launching a hotline to help prevent drug overdose deaths.
The Overdose Prevention Hotline will serve as a resource for people that need information about opioid treatment. It's going online today and will operate between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Callers can get information in both English and Spanish. Dallas County's health director says it'll be able to connect people with life-saving resources. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You can get more information about the hotline on our website. Go to krld.com.
Well, with weeks to go until Election Day, misinformation about hurricane relief funds continues to influence voters. Nicole Killian has the latest.
A new CBS News poll shows 90% of likely Harris voters believe hurricane relief funds have been going to people impacted by the hurricane, while 65% of likely Trump voters do not. The poll also found 83% of likely Trump voters believe the former president's claims about FEMA hurricane funds going to people who are in the U.S. illegally. 90% of Harris voters say they're false.
FEMA says it's covering 100% of debris removal from the hurricanes in North Carolina and Florida, and it's not using any disaster money for migrant programs.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.